Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, Stevie.
Hey, Stevie, how are you?
Who's this?
My name is Walt, or I go by Mr. G on the radio.
Okay. All right, Mr. G. I thought I kept you waiting. I got a little. Everybody wants to talk today for some reason.
It must be this hot show that's going on. I think that's the only reason I'm here. All right, maybe not the only. Come on. So let's talk about it, though. Get it out there for some. The college kids are just rolling back here to the University of Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
This seems like a show right up their alley.
Well, it is. Yeah. It's the only place, really, you can hear all the coolest new rock and roll records. You can hear some new hip-hop in places. You can hear new pop. You can hear new alternative-type things. But straight ahead, you know, rock and roll is really, you know, becoming an endangered species.
So, sure is.
You know, so we're like the only place you can get it. But, it's an exciting year this year because we're finally getting it on the road also. We've got 3 national tours going out, and including, all coming to your neighborhood, at least, I guess, to the Foxwoods.
Yeah, we got Foxwoods on the 19th of September.
Right, and this first one in September is Zombies, Mooney Suzuki, The Woggles out of Atlanta, Flesh Tones, New York, and Downbeat 5.
Yeah, the Downbeat 5, I have interest in the Downbeat 5 myself.
You like them?
That was a name I just decided, okay, of the ones that I'm looking at here, let me do a little more research on them. Yeah, I kind of got into it.
This is good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, it is an endangered species, and it's good to see that you folks are going to be bringing the, I guess it's Little Steven's Underground Garage presents the Rolling Rock and Roll Show.
That's the
kaboom right there.
Yeah, it's important that, for years, when we grew up, sponsors were kind of weird. They were the cats that were, supporting all of the big bands that basically didn't need it. But now it's turned around completely, and Rolling Rock is making it possible for us to bring these bands around the country. So they're really starting to support new rock and roll, even though we have the Zombies headlining. And we like to do that. We like to include 4 or 5 decades of rock and roll in our live shows whenever possible, just to show how it's all connected. But they're into supporting all these new bands, man. It's a good way to get the bands like the Woggles and Mooney Suzuki around the country.
Yeah, I agree. And folks can check that out on littlestevensundergroundgarage.com.
Yeah.
Is that the best place to find information about the shows?
Yeah, I think just undergroundgarage.com.
Works. Okay.
Yeah.
Undergroundgarage.com.
Yeah. That's kind of all of our information there. There's a lot of stuff. We have a regular band calendar, not only for our tours, but for everybody's tours. So there's lots of information on undergroundgarage.com.
Cool. And from what I'm gathering, you're coming back this way October 17th and then again November 21st with all different bands.
Yeah, that's the idea. It's come around the same time every month. And then, we're heading towards, I'm hoping, next year to literally do as much as every month, just to try to establish a pattern, establish a routine, and just establish an infrastructure so that bands can get out there and play. And it's just impossible. Without a sponsor, you can't keep the ticket prices at $20, and you can't get around the country. You can't do it. You gotta charge $50 to get in, or play these bigger festival things. And when people first see a new rock and roll band, it should be in a club, man. That's just the best place.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. We have some nice venues this way up in Northampton, Mass. I'm sure you're familiar with the Iron Horse and things.
Yeah.
A nice intimate gathering for these bands, I think, would fit right in a place like that as well. It would be pretty cool to have like 4 of these types of shows going on all at the same time all around the country.
Well, it sure would.
With all new rock and roll artists.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're hoping next year to get one out every month.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You know what I mean? That would really be radical. I mean, it would really be a big step in just reestablishing this whole genre.
Yeah. Well, it's like, trying to bottle these folks up in formaldehyde and preserve them. Because we're going to have to. I'm going to hang out with Joan Jett on Friday. She's coming around. And I was talking with her and Kenny Laguna a little while back, and they kind of mentioned your name, which kind of sparked a reason that I checked into what you were even up to, I think. And I'm so happy that I did. And,
yeah.
And I'm glad to be able to bring it to our listeners and hope that in 3 weeks' time we can pack, well, you know, sort of pack the joint.
That's great, man. You know, that's great. I'm telling you, it's important that, you know, that you support these things. Believe me. I mean, without people like you, you know, it makes it so much harder. And it's great. I mean, Joni's not only got a fantastic new album out.
It's a hot album, huh?
You know, it's great.
Yep.
And she's great live. And, you know, and plus she's a, you know.
She's Joan Jett.
One of the family, yeah.
Yeah, she's Joan Jett.
So, that's, you know, yeah, it's just, you know. Again, sometimes it's from all different generations, you know, but it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? A real rock and roll fan, it doesn't matter to them whether it's 50 years old or 50 minutes old.
Oh, I look at those bands, and I'm excited about the new folks, like I said, with the Downbeat, of course, but I'm really interested, and I'm 36, and I'm really interested in the Zombies, most of all.
Yeah, I mean, and that's how most young people feel. Like, you know, give us the roots. You know, we want to see where things are coming from. And plus, you know, a lot of these cats aren't going to be around much longer, you know,
yeah.
Let's face it, you know. And we don't put people out just because they were important. I mean, they still have to be great, you know
right.
what I mean, or else we ain't gonna put them on the road, you know. So you're going to see a great show that not only has the roots and where things are coming from, but also the best of stuff. So
yeah, I'm excited. I'm hoping to make sure I get there.
Oh, yeah, you got to get there.
I got to get there, you know? Yeah, I know. And then I can give my the listeners, the ones that don't get a chance to make it, that you know, first eye view so they can get there the next two times.
Very important, man.
It
very
is.
Very important. You're our correspondent on the spot, man.
That's what I want to be. And, you know, live music is better. Bumper stickers should be issued. And you folks are definitely putting it right back where it needs to be. So, you know, I want to thank you guys as well for doing things like this. It needs to be always done.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank
so
you.
Other than this, what are you up to?
Well, various things. We're trying to put together an internet TV show, which we hope to have on by the end of the year.
Nice.
We're continuing to pursue regular TV as well. We came very close last year with two different networks to having a show on, but wasn't quite right. And I don't really like to compromise. So.
No, I don't blame you. And by show, we're talking about music?
Yeah, some kind of show that basically puts our bands on TV, you know, and we have all kinds of shows in development, but they all have that in common.
You know,
everything from a hullabaloo shindig type of show, to an American Bandstand type of show, to a cartoon, you know. So
cool.
So we're working mostly on that, and we're gonna have you know, some internet connections going on and some cell phone connections going on, and just everything sort of synergistically, you know, basically trying to get our bands heard, you know.
Yeah, and you got to keep up with the innovations to do it.
Yeah, yeah, which is nice these days. There's lots of different places to go.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And hopefully you get in the driver's seat.
Yeah, just you know, if you put enough stuff out there, eventually people are going to see, you know, they're going to see the bands, and you know, we're very confident about the material, about how good this stuff is, and once people hear it, you know, usually they really jump all over it, and so, but it's just hard. It's just hard to actually get people's attention and get them, you know, get them to hear these things. So
yeah,
we focus on that all day long. That's all we do.
I bet you do. Well, one last quick splurt here about it, because I want to let you get going, because I know you are so busy. But folks can head to undergroundgarage.com and read about Little Steven's Underground Garage presents the Rolling Rock and Roll. Yeah, Rolling Rock and Roll Show.
The Rolling Rock and Roll Show.
Maximum right. Rock and Roll. And we have the Zombies, the roots from Of It All, to bands like the Fleshtones, Mooney Suzuki. It's a great name.
The Woggles. These are some of the most exciting live bands, as well as being great, you know, record makers. I mean, you know, this is one of the most exciting shows, like, ever, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, we try to achieve balance, you know, between, you know, not only old and young, but, you know, harder and softer and the whole thing. So, you know, Zombies are kind of cool and kind of, you know, a little bit mellow. And so the rest of the show is kind of balancing that out with just being the wildest cats in the country.
And do I read correctly, Go-Go Girls?
Always.
All right.
We always have go-go gorillas. That's our thing.
And then I'm going to have to go-go, man. Oh, man. Honey, there's go-go girls. What could I do? Little Steven made me go. Come on, honey. That's good stuff.
So, yeah, you know, it's the kind of stuff that just keeps you, you know, wakes you up in the morning. I guess we come on when? We come on 8 o'clock in the morning, right? Sundays, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's that kind of stuff that, you know, we want to make sure we get you inspired to make it through the day and the rest of the work week. So,
yeah. Hey, when this gets a little bit bigger, you can have, like, competitions at local colleges like UConn here for, you know, go-go girls in the areas.
Well, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're actually going to do that. We may not have time on this first tour, but we are going to do that.
See, I'm on the same page as you.
You know, in fact, you may have to be a judge. I hate to tell you this.
I'm good with that. You know? But by that time, I'm a gentleman of leisure, and I'm searching for the right gig. You guys, you're speaking my language completely. You got a place I can send a resume?
I think you're already there, man.
Dude, man.
I think, you know, what's the Go-Go Girl contest without Mr. G as one of the judges? I mean, you know. Let's face it.
Absolutely.
So look out for that. We're gonna get into that maybe for the October and November tours. We may get into a little bit of a go-go girl contest. So
yeah, that would be cool.
You know, so be ready for that. And what else? We can keep the tickets at $20. And you're seeing, you know, basically, you know, in this case, 5 headliners. I mean,
yeah.
These guys all tour on their own, you know, and they're all great, so. I promise you, you'll see a rock and roll show you'll never forget.
Right on. All right. Well, I want to certainly thank you for taking a moment to spend with myself and the listeners.
Yeah, man. No, my pleasure. And as always, you know, it's really an honor for me to be a part of your DJ family, man.
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, you're welcome on the show anytime.
I'll get up there, man, one of these days.
Yeah, man, that would be hot. And I'm seriously going to get my resume in your hands. And see what we can do together. Collaboration.
Yeah, right. There's a possibility.
You never know. You can't say no until I get it in your hands, though. But thank you for the go-go girls, and I'll look for you. Are you going to be at the show in Foxwoods?
Probably not. You know, I'm filming now, so we don't get a whole lot of time off. And when I'm off for the weekends, I'm usually writing my radio show radio show. So I probably won't get around too much this year.
And that's another thing. Let's.
The stations. I mean, I have a whole station there.
Yeah. Oh,
I have 2 stations.
Right.
One's
okay.
One's a rock and roll station. One's a country station. But
that's right.
I'm not really on there. You know, my show is not on there. My show is only on your station. But it's my format. So it's the Underground Garage format.
Okay.
But,
good.
But yeah. No, cool. I spend 25 hours a week on that little 2-hour show, man, believe it or not.
No, I have a 3-hour show on Saturdays, and, you know, my show is nothing like the caliber, I'm sure, of your program, but just for my show, I spend 3 hours a day just about thinking. Because my motto is, and I know there's bad, so there are some bad songs, but I can always find a good song that some people might think is a bad song, because there's no bad song, there's just a bad set of music. If I can't weave it into something else to make it better, then there's a problem.
Well, that's a good point. That is.
I think I can do it with most songs.
That's true, but you know, it helps when you got the stuff to begin with. That's for sure. But you're right. It's all a matter of how it relates to what's around it. You know, you're so right about that.
Yeah. And,
you know, there is an art to this stuff. I know we work very hard to make it sound spontaneous. But the truth of the matter is, it takes a lot of work to sound like you're making it up as you go along.
Yeah, without planning and practice, yeah, we'd be nowhere. We would sound like we were making it up. That wouldn't be so good. Well, but thank you for your time, and thank you for bringing Underground Garage rock and roll back to people.
Oh man, thank you for your support.
Appreciate it,
really, Mr. G. And I will see you soon.
All right, man.
Cool.
Rock on.